This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hey. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We're delighted you're with us. And Jason is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli here in Missouri at the farm. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us on the left coast. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
You made me laugh this morning, didn't you? Did you kill somebody? What happened? Good mood, man.
I've got a trunk full.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Grandma's.
Yeah, I've got to make a delivery. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, so let me give out the phone number. Class, if you'd like to call us, I'm looking at the call screen. We'll take your call. Here's the number, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. So, Rick, I was talking with Jason, our engineer, just before the broadcast started, just seconds before it started. And we were talking about something called limp mode. And I asked him if he had ever experienced that. And he said, yeah, I might have experienced that. So limp mode, L-I-M-P, space, M-O-D-E, two words, limp mode. That's what happens to vehicles when the computer seems to think that there's a problem. Now, it happens to lots of vehicles. And
Wait a minute. This is not limp in the body, and this is not a node. We're talking about limp mode. Is that what
yes.
you just said?
Yes. So, L.
Okay.
Well, it's true. I mean, you can look this up on the internet, and you just type in limp mode, L-I-M-P, first word, second word, mode, M-O-D-E. So limp mode is when the computer of a vehicle, whether it's a light truck or a car, thinks there's a problem. And in order to save itself, it thinks it needs to go, or in order to, if it thinks it needs to save itself, it will go into this mode. If it thinks there's a problem, it will reduce the engine performance. And it may alter the transmission shifting. So let me give you an example. So you're driving along on the interstate, let's say you're doing, well, around here it's 70, well, between 65 if you're going near Springfield to 70 miles an hour on Interstate 44. You're tooling along at 70 miles an hour and cars and trucks are whizzing by you because they wonder what you're doing in the, you know, slow lane doing the speed limit. But so then your car goes into limp mode. Bang. Your performance will be reduced down to about 50 miles an hour at the most. So if you're in overdrive and you have a four-speed transmission, your engine RPM is down, you know, you're operating at maximum fuel economy for that particular designed engine and vehicle, now you're into limp mode and it just happens. It's unpredictable. You can't say, I'm expecting it in 3, 2, 1, now. It's not like that. You have no idea when it happens or when it's going to happen. It just happens. So your car will just go into minimum performance mode. And I mean 25% is my estimate of the engine output that you are allowed to use when your vehicle goes into limp mode. Let's talk about Mercedes. There's a particular Mercedes that we've been working on that goes into limp mode. and you drive along, and you hit a bump, and it goes into limp mode. You don't hit a bump, and it goes into limp mode. You're doing 60 miles an hour, it goes into limp mode. You're doing 30 miles an hour, and it goes into limp mode. And it's frustrating. Now, let's take this to an example that's extremely dangerous. Like, you're on the highway, doing 70, and your car goes down to 50 miles an hour because you're in limp mode, and you're pushing on the accelerator, and it's fighting you. So what happens is not only does the performance get reduced by three-quarters, but you're now pushing on the gas pedal four times harder than you used to, because there is a resistance device that pushes back on the accelerator. So now it takes a lot of effort to push on the accelerator. That's limp mode. Now what happens, let's talk about a case where Vinny's in his truck and he's going to, he's hauling cattle. So he's got a pickup truck, whether it be Dodge, Ram, Ford, Chevrolet, doesn't matter. Driving along, and you're pulling these cows, and you need all the horsepower that that engine has. Let's say you have 10 cows, just 10 cows in a trailer. And let's say it's a summer day, nice summer day, and you're taking the cows to market. Or you just bought them, and you're trying to get home. And typically, it's going to be a 45-minute to an hour drive. That's what it is. So you've got the cows in there, and you put one cow in? No. Because if you have one cow in a trailer, and it's a, let's say it's a 20-something foot trailer, that cow's going to have plenty of room to get knocked around. Kind of like what the police do when they put you in back of one of those box trucks, and they handcuff you, and then they leave you in there, and then they take turns, and then you ricochet off the sides of the truck, and then you're dead by the time you get to the destination where they're taking you. Kind of like that. That's what happens to these cows. So you have to pack them in. And there are compartments in these trailers. Our trailer has two compartments. So we might put five cows in the front compartment and five cows in the back. But you certainly don't want cows having plenty of room to get banged up. All right. So that means they're tightly packed in. And I just mentioned it was kind of a warm day. So you have to have air circulation so these cows that are side by side in the trailer don't overheat. So you're tooling along and your truck goes into limp mode. And you're trying to pull 10,000 pounds of cows, trying to pull 4,000 pounds of trailer, 5,000 pounds of trailer. Now you're looking at 15,000 pounds. And you've got one quarter of the performance of the engine. Because these stupid engine manufacturers, car manufacturers, have done this to us. So it used to be that you could say, you know, the truck's not running so well, let me fix it. No, this happens spontaneously. You have no idea it's going to happen. And I know a guy who's got his Dodge truck at the dealership because it's in limp mode. And it's really difficult to figure out what the problem is. It could be a transmission problem. It can be an engine problem. It can be a vacuum problem. It can be a fuel problem. It can be an ignition problem. It can be loose motor mounts. It can be a grounding issue. It can be a lot of things, and they're really hard to find. So that's what's happened. And I've got to tell you, the newer the vehicle, the worse it is. So I typed in Ram. I went to a search engine. I happen to be using Google this particular time. Normally I don't use Google. Ram space truck space limp space mode. And this guy is saying that he's got a 2008 Dodge Ram 1500 5.7 liter gas engine. And he says the dashboard warning light, red flashing lightning bolt, the check engine light's on, the skid indicator's on, and it's in limp mode. What does he do? What does he do? He doesn't know. So I just wanted to let you know that this is a huge, huge problem. And this is a 2008. We're talking about an 11-year-old truck. Now, that would be brand new to me.
Vincent?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for this. I wondered what was wrong with me. I'm in limp mode. I don't understand. God, that's crazy.
Well, it's worse than crazy. It's worse than crazy
because It's an alien attack. That's what it is, man. This is happening to me every day. Not my vehicle. My body is in limp mode. I can't. Is that called aging?
Well, I have to tell you, Rick, that I've talked to a lot of people, and they're in limp mode as well. Pretty much everybody's in limp mode. But no, really. You're absolutely right.
It's a conspiracy. I've never even heard of any such thing in my entire life. That's the stupidest, craziest concept in an automobile that I've ever heard. And somebody's got too much time on his hands trying to figure out how to do Mopar.
Well, you're right. Now, we're only on our fourth week of trying to fix a vehicle, a Mercedes, that's in limp mode. 4 weeks. Now, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying this is beyond nuts. And the first thing I wanted to do, the very first thing, was disable it. I didn't want to fix it. I want to disable it. Because it's dangerous. Here's what you do. So what do you do? I wanted to read one of these. How do I get my car out of limp mode? So it popped up on the internet. How do I get my car out of limp mode? Now I'm going to read this. There are 7 things you need to do. Here they are in order. Number one, I'm quoting this. Okay, so we'll start the quote right here. Quote. Number one, don't panic. Remain cool and calm. Number two, bring your car in an uncrowded part of the road. Number three, bring the automatic transmission into park. Now, what they forgot to say was stop the vehicle first. Okay. So, bring the automatic transmission into park. Number four.
This is crazy, Vincent, and that's one of the reasons I have stopped buying anything new anymore.
Right. Well, let me finish. Number one, don't panic. Remain cool and calm. Number two, bring your car to an uncrowded part of the road. Number three, I'm going to say 2.5, stop the vehicle from moving. Number three, bring the automatic transmission into park. Number four, turn off the ignition switch. Number five, wait for 10 to 20 seconds. Number six, then turn on the engine. Number seven, shift into the gear that you want. Now, you got to realize, class, that if you're in L.A. and you're just, there is no uncrowded part of the road, okay? And if you're going to stop and wait 10 to 20 seconds after you stop to start it again, you're going to get rear-ended by at least 7 more cars. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, I did something during the break, and I did a search about automobile technologies, and I wanted to see what the latest thoughts are. Now, I don't know the latest thoughts because I don't have the latest technology. The newest vehicle that I drive is a 2004 Chevrolet pickup truck, and it has proven technologies. It has crank up windows. You know, you roll the windows up and you roll the windows down. It's got rubber floor mats. Actually, it's probably plastic rubber floor mats. There's nothing special about this truck. It doesn't even have much tinting in the glass. It's a 8-foot box bed and a standard cab with a bench seat. That's all it's got. Now, it does have air conditioning. It does have heat. It's got windshield wipers and lights. But it doesn't even have power door locks. It is basic. It's called a work truck. So I don't know much about, you know, some of the advanced technologies that are in vehicles, so I decided to look it up. And this is from Kelley Blue Book, okay? These are the people who will tell you how little your car is worth and why you should buy a new one. And here's what it's called. The title is 10 Best Automotive Technologies of 2019. KBB.com, KelleyBlueBook.com. And it starts with this, quote, new car buyers would do well to spend less time looking under the hood and more examining all the technology of the car. That's nonsense. That's one of the dumbest things I've ever read. Of course, the powertrain still matters, but more important is how the driver and vehicle occupants interact with today's increasingly sophisticated automobiles. That's why we've come up with our 10 best automotive technologies of 2019. End quote. I guess you heard what I said, right?
Ben Vincent, what's going on? The first manual read on limp mode, is that the word? I've never even heard of that before. That's crazy. It's written for a 12-year-old. Someone shouldn't be driving if they can. I mean, that's nonsense. Worse than nonsense, it's nonsense with intent. And that's even worse. Oh, gosh. What's going on?
Well, let me share with you.
This is crazy.
Let's
would anyone write a manual on that level of stupidity?
All right.
But they even put such a concept in the vehicle. And then further, why would it be so hard to run down? Well, let's see now. Well,
it is. It's
you here, and we can get you there, and we know. Oh, and then there's a third surcharge for. Yeah, this is crazy.
All right. Well, let me just share with you a quote from Andy Gibbs, USA Prepares instructor and inventor. Andy Gibbs. In case you're wondering, class, I'll just tell you. Andy Gibbs is a dear friend of mine. I've known him for over 30 years. And he's a startup entrepreneur. If you've heard of Yakima, Y-A-K-I-M-A, the roof rack guys, the bicycle rack guys, that's the company that he started. Andy Gibbs is a brilliant mechanical engineer. And he got in my Alfa Romeo one day. We were in California, and it was an Alfa Romeo Alfetta, which is a really beautiful-looking car. I mean, it's Italian-designed art. It really is artwork. It's not a very good car, but it's great artwork. And he got in, he was putting his seatbelt on in the passenger seat, and he looked at me and he said, "Vin, who approved this design? It was such an abysmal, awful, uncomfortable seatbelt design." He didn't want to know who designed it. He wanted to know who approved it, because that guy's even dumber than the guy that designed it. So here we go. Number one, best technology, automotive technologies 2019, according to Kelley Blue Book. Connected mobile apps. That's the number one most important. And they say that it's no exaggeration to say the smartphone has changed everything, including how we interact with our cars. Most car makers offer some sort of connected smartphone app. This is the smartphone connected to your car. So you can remotely lock and unlock doors, check the status of things like fuel and tire pressure, and even remotely start the car to warm it up on those cold winter mornings. Really? So you need a phone to tell you how much gas you've got in your tank? Really? And you're not smart enough to check your own tires?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr holding a news conference in Washington at this hour discussing the release later this morning of the Mueller report on the Russia investigation. Barr discussing the roughly 400-page report that's to be made public at 11 a.m. Eastern.
But again, the special counsel's report did not find any evidence that members of the Trump campaign or anyone associated with the campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in these hacking operations. In other words, there was no evidence of the Trump campaign collusion with the Russian government's hacking.
Afraid he'll spin some of the facts before the public reads them, Democrats say Barr shouldn't be holding a news conference in advance of the report's release and should let the report speak for itself. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Last day you've got your take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and we're talking about the GDP, and they're buying these beyond stupid vehicles with applications. You can have your vehicle talk, your new 2019 vehicle talk with your smartphone and tell you things like how much fuel you have, and you can actually start your car remotely. And I want to talk about that. They say, quote, and evenly remotely start the car to warm things up on a cold winter's morning. Now, I got to tell you, class, I would never, ever want a remote start because I know that animals get under the hoods of vehicles. So you pull in at night and there are animals looking for warmth and the engine's warm. So cats and other animals can get under the hood there, and they're looking for safety and warmth. And then you've got one of these remote starts, and you just hit the button, and then you just shred that animal. I know that happens. And then they talk about teen driving. So here's what it says, quote, I'm talking about Kelley Blue Book, the 10 best technologies for 2019 automotive technologies. Teen driving, quote, handing the keys over to your teenagers can be a nerve-wracking experience, but some clever new technologies might ease your mind a little bit. Several types of teen driver limitations built in that can notify you. Your car can notify you if a car is driven over a certain speed. It can disable the stereo if the seatbelts aren't used. And it can even keep the stereo from being turned up past number 7, whatever number 7 is. I guess it might go up to number 20 or 10 or something like that. So the car makers are are saying that, obviously, parents, you're not smart enough to teach your children how to drive safely, so we're going to turn the stereo down, turn it off if the seatbelts aren't used, and let you know how fast your child is driving. So we don't need you to be responsible for teaching your children much at all, especially things that they need to know when you let them get in behind the wheel of a motorized missile. Leave that up to the car manufacturers. So that's why you're going to need a new vehicle, because parents aren't smart enough to teach their children how to behave behind the wheel. Any comments, Rick, before we go to number 3?
I'm stepping back on this limp dick mode. This is crazy. That's right. I've never heard of anything. I've never heard of this before. I've never experienced. Oh well, but you know, all of a sudden I start sputtering. I don't know. I don't get it. I do get it. But the whole thing is about marketing. That's what it's really about. It's not about safety. It's not about performance. And it's certainly not about smartphones. Crazy.
The next one is stolen vehicle tracking software. Experts estimate more than 750,000 motor vehicles will be stolen in 2019. Okay, that sounds like a pretty big number. And they say that 46% of them will be recovered. And there's this technology bundled into the vehicle's assistance and security systems, such as BMW or GM's. The BMW has Connected Drive, or GM has OnStar. And these advertised features will allow effortless diagnostics, concierge, post-crash notification for summoning rescue services, and they may be used by law enforcement to pinpoint the exact location of a vehicle that is no longer in the owner's possession. That also means that they know where you are. They know where you are. And I know that to be a fact. Because, how do I know that for a fact? Because a passenger of mine spilled coffee down the console of my 2000 Mercedes E430. It's an all-wheel drive Mercedes. I bought it for a few thousand dollars used. That's a pretty good car. But the placement of the transmission control computer is at the bottom of the shift linkage. So straight down below the gear shift knob is the transmission control computer, and it does not like coffee at all. So it put the car into a mode that the car thought it was being stolen. And I called, lights were flashing. Oh, it was unbelievable. I was the center of all attention. I was in the middle of an intersection, and that's when it decided in Illinois, that's when it decided to go into this I think I'm stolen mode. So I ended up calling 1-800-4-MERCEDES, and they asked me for the serial number. They asked me where I was. I told them I was in Illinois, but I really wasn't sure exactly where I was. It was nighttime. And they asked me for the vehicle identification number. I got the flashlight out, read that to them. They said, oh, you're at the intersection of Corvette Lane and something else. Now, Mercedes has an SOS system. So if you need help, you can pay the $20 a month, and they'll assist you somehow. I don't know what they do, but they knew exactly where I was, and I've never paid for that, and I've never signed up for it. They know. So if your vehicle is a 2000 or newer, they know where you are. You've got this little antenna in the back of your back of the hood, usually. Short antenna. Looks like a satellite antenna.
Yeah. You know,
that
you
lets
know,
them that, talk to the satellite.
Yeah. That's German.
They know where you are.
We know where you are. And we know your family, and we know your blood type. That's
crazy. And Detroit does, too.
Detroit. You mean Japan?
Well, I mean, you know, the amalgamation of Detroit and Japan.
I remember when
Mexico.
Cadillac first started power windows. And my buddy, look at this man. And he, you know, we're smoking pot this way back then. And he windows going up and down at a rock festival. And it was just an example of more things to go wrong with your vehicle.
I was in a 1959 Cadillac, Coupe de Ville.
There it is.
And it just come out. It was not our Cadillac, but I was, you know, I was a little boy back then, and the owner of the vehicle was really impressed with this Coupe de Ville. It had fins on the back, and he said, "I'm going to put the turn signals on. Where is the turn signal indicator?" So I'm looking all over the dashboard because we had a Ford station wagon, and I know that the turn signal indicator would light up. It would blink green. There's a green arrow for the left and a green arrow for the right. And I'm looking all over. I can't find it. Well, Cadillac really did the coolest thing. They put the in their mind, not my mind, in Cadillac's mind, they did the coolest thing. They put the turn signal indicator on the front edge of the front quarter panel. So you'd look out over the hood, and if you look to the left of the hood or the right of the hood, that's where the blinking light was. So that was like high tech. Can you imagine that? We've got Sharon. Sharon's joining us. And, you know, one of the things I was going to talk about was this new braking system called automatic emergency braking. But you want to talk about autonomous braking.
Well, yeah, that's really weird. I was just at a meeting with some ladies, and before it started, I was just visiting, and the ladies tell me how their car would be go down the road and all of a sudden slam on the brakes, okay? And a light would flash sometimes, but I just looked it up real quick on Google, and it will anticipate if they think there are wrecks ahead, it will actually put your brakes on. And the limp mode might be a problem, but basically stopping in the middle of traffic is, like, you know, life-threatening. Are very dangerous. So I thought I'd just mention that. I didn't even know they could make such a system, but, you know, it's kind of creepy.
Well, Sharon, here's this is number five. We'll skip number four for a second. And according to Kelly Blue Book, I have to read this. So this is a quote. Quote, commuting is no fun, but advanced driver assist systems like adaptive cruise control can take a lot of the stress out of the experience. By using an array of sensors built into the car, adaptive cruise control can match the speed of the car in front of you, meaning you don't need to consistently hit the gas and brake in highway traffic. Now, think about that. So the vehicle in front of you is behind a tractor trailer. Okay, so you really don't see exactly where you're going because probably you're too close. I'm not talking about you, Sharon. I'm talking about the GDP. And so you're following along, and all of a sudden, the tractor trailer hits something, comes to an abrupt stop. The car in front of you comes to an abrupt stop, but you're not paying attention because you've got this adaptive cruise control system taking care of that frustration, taking a little stress out of the experience. So we are turning over the operation of our vehicle to systems that run on a battery. I'm not exaggerating. That's what we're doing.
Yes.
And it's crazy.
Well, you know, she had taken their vehicle back three times, but we live here in Montana, and if your car decides to slam on its brakes when there's a bunch of ice, you're, like, really in trouble. You know what I mean? And, like, if it slows, if you're on cruise control, you can still put your brake on normally, and you can stop. So you could at least be aware of what's coming. But if your car decides to slam on its brakes by itself, what are you going to do?
That's a good point. That's extremely important.
I've got cruise control on all of our vehicles. I don't know why. When you buy a used vehicle, you get what you get, and whatever the first owner decided to buy. So I have cruise control. I absolutely, positively do not use it, no matter what. As a matter of fact, I won't even get in a vehicle. Very rarely will I get in a vehicle when someone else is driving, because I don't want to be in a vehicle that I don't know. I don't want to be in a vehicle that I haven't been under, checked out. And I don't want another person driving using things like cruise control. Cruise control, to me, is extremely dangerous. And why anybody would do that, I don't know. It takes all the fun out of driving, at least I'm thinking it does.
Yeah,
I know how to use the brake, and I know how to use the accelerator. I know how to do that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's, I guess, personal choice. I don't like to do it. I like to be in control of my driving. Okay, I just do. Mm-hmm. But I just thought this braking limit was strange. The other thing I don't really care for, and I know pretty much all new cars have, is that OnStar thing. Now, we had a friend of ours who had it, and he locked his keys in the car. And I guess I can finish after the music.
Yeah, and whatever you want to say about OnStar, I'm really interested in hearing it. And then I'll put an exclamation point on it. So, Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Sharon is with us. Sharon's an instructor of USA Prepares, and she's in Montana. The three of us will be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Sharon's with us in Montana. Sharon, you're talking about OnStar. Please continue.
Yeah, you know, I have to admit, I drive older vehicles, but I just thought it was interesting that our friend, he was unloading a boat at a boat launch, and he locked his keys in the car, and he called OnStar to unlock it. Okay, and you think, well, that was really great, and he thought, that's wonderful. I'm thinking, okay, but that means they can lock your car for you, too, and they can start your car, and they can turn off your car, and I don't know, I just wouldn't want to be driving down the road and have my car quit and not be able to do anything about it, you know? It just... I know most of the new vehicles have it. I probably wouldn't own one unless I could disable that personally, because I don't like the idea that some random person sitting hundreds, if not more, miles away could control my car when I'm in it. So anyway, it just thought my main thing I thought that was most dangerous, though, was this so-called autonomous braking system. That's just but anyway, I'm off the phone. I'm just going to mention that mainly. And you guys can get back.
Sharon, okay? I just wanted to share with you, we bought a Trailblazer. Our son bought a Trailblazer. And we just got it here to the farm, and he bought it to fix it up and either keep it or sell it. And we weren't sure at the time. So we were moving the vehicle and put it in outside in a spot where we could stage it for working on it. And it was warm, and we closed the doors. The windows were up. And all of a sudden, all the doors locked themselves. We didn't do it. They locked themselves. So we thought, well, it sure would be nice. And the key, the regular standard key in the door, did not unlock it. So we went to the back of the vehicle for the, you know, the tailgate, and there's no mechanical slot for a key. They removed that. There's no way you can put a key in the tailgate of a Chevrolet Trailblazer SUV and unlock it from the rear either. And so I went to the passenger side, and I thought, well, just unlock that. It's no big deal. There is no place to put a key for that either. So I called the dealer, and the dealer told me, I said, so do you have some kind of a magic code or a key or something like that you can use to unlock this vehicle? And they told me no. I thought, how can that be? They must have. No, nope, they say they don't have it. And they said, well, bring the vehicle in and we'll unlock it. And I kind of explained it to them that I'd be glad to do that, but I can't get in the vehicle to bring it to them because it's locked. And so they said that they could call, I asked about OnStar. And so ultimately, I talked to OnStar, and OnStar asked me if there was a person or a pet in the vehicle, and I said no. Then they told me they couldn't help me. Now, they would unlock it if I lied to them and told them that, you know, an elderly person was in the vehicle or a pet was in the vehicle. They would unlock it. But because I said no and told them the truth, they wouldn't help me. They say you have to have a subscription before they can help you. So what does that cost? Well, it's $34.99 a month or $34.99 a month or $349.90 per year. $350 a year for OnStar. And what does it do? Well, the basic plan includes key fob services that enable the owner to remotely start and unlock the start the vehicle, unlock and lock the doors. You can activate the horn and the lights on Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. So maybe it has some other features, but that's pretty much what the basic system does, and they won't help you. So I said to this guy, what do I do? He said, well, I can have somebody come to your location and try to unlock it. And I said, will they be able to do it? And he said, well, they're going to try. And I asked him how much it was. And I don't remember the exact price, but it was like $70-something dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, never mind, I'll just break the front windshield. I was, you know, of course I was kidding with him, but he didn't know that. But I was so furious that I wasted time with OnStar. I wasted time with the dealer. And they've made vehicles that are almost impossible to live with. Now, why is it that we only have one lock on the driver's door that works with a key? And it's not just Chevrolet. It's a bunch of vehicles. It's out of control. Absolutely out of control. So my recommendation is don't buy a new car no matter what. Don't feed this machine. Any quick comments, Sharon?
No, I'll just bail out. Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much, Sharon. See you. Bye. Rick and I will be right back after we play some commercials and listen to some news. Dr. Richard Alan Miller. RichardAlanMiller.com. RichardAlanMiller.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.